A very pleasant good morning, everybody. It's great to be back with you. This is Marlins Rewind. And last night, we rewind to the first of three between the Marlins and the Padres at Petco Park in San Diego, California. And with a recap, here is Glenn Geffner.
A four-run Padres seventh-inning uprising. The difference tonight, game one of this three-game series goes to San Diego. 5-3, the final at Petco Park. Early on, it looked like we might see some offense tonight. Then as the game went on, it became a pitcher's duel until the latter stages. In the first, Trevor Cahill set down the Marlins without a run. He walked Martin Prado, but that was it. In the bottom of the first, Adam Conley took the mound and was immediately in trouble. Manuel Margot began the Padres half of the first with a triple down the right field line. Right out of the chute, the Padres had a man at third with nobody out for Eric Ibar.
Here's a ball lifted in the air. It's deep enough to get the runner home. Stanton under it in right, makes the catch. Here comes Margot across home plate, and it's 1-0 San Diego.
And the Padres had the early lead. Will Myers followed with a walk. Yanhervis Solarte singled. So Conley was in jeopardy of allowing more in that first inning, but he came back to get Austin Hedges to line to short, and Ryan Schimpf on a pop-up to third. It was a 15-pitch first for Conley, and at the end of one, the Marlins trailed 1-0. But they came right back in the second against Cahill with one out. Up stepped Marcell Ozuna.
Ozuna swings, crushes this ball. It is high to left, and it's up, up and away. A home run for Marcell Ozuna to tie the game at one in the second.
For Ozuna, home run number 6, RBI number 20. That is our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. After the Ozuna home run, JT Realmuto singled, but Adani Echevarria fought with a fly ball to right, and Adam Conley struck out. Those two outs began a run in which Cahill would go on to retire 15 in a row. Final two outs in the second inning, set down the side 1-2-3 in the third, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth. Got the first man, Giancarlo Stanton, in the seventh inning before Justin Bour delivered an infield single. But then Cahill came back to strike out both Ozuna and Realmuto. So he retired 17 of 18 from the second inning through the seventh. But as Conley was hanging zeros, this game stayed tied 1-1. Conley at one point set down six straight, allowed a couple of base hits to start the fourth, but escaped. Set down the side in order in the fifth, worked around a two-out walk in the sixth inning, and this game was 1-1 into the bottom half of the seventh inning. Conley was done after six tonight, six hits, one run. He walked two, struck out five, threw 93 pitches, 59 strikes. David Phelps came on to pitch the seventh. Phelps, who was so good for the Marlins last year, has had a bumpy ride so far here in 2017, and unfortunately, it continued here at Petco tonight. He allowed a base hit to Luis Sardinas, a pinch hitter leading off that seventh inning. Then an infield hit to Manuel Margot, and the Padres had first and second with nobody out in the seventh in a 1-1 game. Eric Ibar tried to bunt the runners over. His bunt brought the catcher Realmuto up the third base line to field it, and as JT tried to plant his feet to throw to first base, his feet simply came out from under him. He hit the deck, had to hold on to the baseball. So the Padres had him loaded with nobody out in the seventh. It was scored a bunt base hit for Ibar. And up to the plate steps San Diego's hottest hitter coming in, their first baseman, Will Myers. The pitch to Myers. Ground ball slowly hit to second. D has it to second for one. Back to first. It's double play. But in from third, Sardinas. And the Padres grab a 2-1 lead. So they had the advantage. They had a man in third with two outs at that point. The Marlins opted to intentionally walk the lefty hitter, Yanhervis Solarte, to put men at the corners. They figured they would take their chances with Austin Hedges, the young catcher, 0-for-3 tonight, 8-for-50, batting 160 on the season. But in recent days, he has shown some signs that he's maybe on the verge of turning things around. And boy, he got a fastball from Phelps, and he turned it around in the seventh. 2-2 again to Hedges. High drive, deep to left. Ozuna turns. He's going to watch it go up onto the third level of the Western Metal Supply Company building. Hedges, with his fourth home run in the last six games, a three-run blast to break it open. Suddenly, it's 5-1 Padres, a four-run seventh. Padres sent seven men to the plate in the inning. They scored four runs on four hits and a walk against David Phelps, and they had a 5-1 lead. Trevor Cahill done after seven. He left on line for the victory. three hits, one run. He walked one, struck out six, allowed the Ozuna home run in the second, and in very little after that for Cahill, 96 pitches, 67 strikes. Ryan Buchter pitched a 1-2-3 eighth inning, and after Phelps set down the side and order in the bottom of the eighth, we went to the ninth. Padres 5 and the Marlins 1. Rookie Jose Torres was brought out to start the ninth inning. He walked the first man, Martin Prado, and then with Yelich to the plate and a four-run lead, Prado no threat to run at first base, but nonetheless, Torres threw over to first base, and he was called for a balk. At that point, he was pulled from the ball game by his manager, Andy Green. Marlins had Prado at second, nobody out in the ninth, down 5-1. Brad Hand came on to face lefty Yelich. He got him in a fly ball to center. Yelich went 0-4 tonight. Then Hand faces former Marlins teammate Giancarlo Stanton.
Brad comes set, holds at the belt. The lefty deals to Stanton, who hits a rocket to right center. There's a no doubt about this. It is up, up, and away. And Brad Hand gives up a two-run home run to Giancarlo. And all of a sudden, it's a 5-3 game.
For Stanton, home run number 5, RBIs 10 and 11. He was 1-for-4 tonight. So the Marlins had life in the ninth inning. When Ichiro followed with a pinch hit double, the Marlins got the tying man to the plate with one out in the ninth, but Marcelo Ozuna struck out. He went 1-for-4 tonight with a second inning home run. And then JT Realmuto, the Marlins' last chance, grounded to the shortstop Ibar 6-3. That's how this one ends tonight. Padres win it 5-3. For San Diego, 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 7 men left on base. For the Marlins, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They stranded 4 in the ballgame. Trevor Cahill is the winning pitcher, 1-2. David Phelps, the loser, 2-2. Time of the ball game was 2 hours, 28 minutes, and a crowd of 30,413 goes home happy on a Friday night in San Diego. Padres have won 3 straight. They're 8-10 on the season. The Marlins now have lost back-to-back games. They're 1-3 in this road trip and 8-8 overall, 4-6 away from Marlins Park. Our Aquafina stat of the game. Coming in tonight, Will Myers, the Padres' first baseman, was hitting .373. Everybody else on the roster combined was batting .195. Tonight, Myers went hitless, 0-for-3 with a walk, but everybody else got in the fun. The rest of the Padres lineup combined to go 10-for-28, hitting .357. So it was the other Padres who carried the offense tonight on a quiet night for Myers. His 11-game hitting streak ends. And that is your Aquafina stat of the game. Aquafina for happy bodies. Padres take the first of 3 here at Petco, 5-3. Same two teams doing it at 8:40 Miami time tomorrow night when Dan Straley is going to face Jared Weaver. And this series concludes at 4:40 Miami time Sunday with Tom Kohler pitching against Luis Perdomo.
Marlins looking to even up the series tonight. It'll be an 8:40 first pitch at Petco Park. Fish family members, if you're joining us on this fine South Florida Saturday morning and you missed the ball game last night, your Fish family bonus code this morning is Pacific, like the Pacific Ocean. Pacific for Fish family members joining us this morning. It's the second of 3 between the Marlins and the Padres at Petco Park tonight. It's an 8:40 first pitch. We'll be on the air at 8:10 with Marlins on Deck presented by Geico. Come join us. We're on the Marlins Radio Network.